Welcome to this episode of Donuts Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Schulte, and this week I had the pleasure of chatting with Sonia Beardsley and Alyssa Welsh from Customer.io. Their team is doing a next level job of encouraging creativity and human connection. They're a remote first team, and I learned a ton from how they're supporting employees across the globe and amplifying some really cool, unique rituals that any organization would be lucky to emulate. Alyssa and Sonia are thoughtful, strategic, and above all, human. And I hope you enjoy hearing from them as much as I enjoyed speaking with them. Thank you so much for being here today with me. Alyssa and Sonia, I would love to just have y'all introduce yourselves.
Yeah, so my name is Alyssa. I'm the People and Culture Specialist here at Customer.io, and I've been with the team for a little over 2 years. And my main focus is to find ways to keep our globally distributed remote team connected and engaged. And Donut has been a big help with that.
And I'm Sonia Beardsley. I'm VP of Operations. I've been here just shy of 7 years. And I oversee the entire employee lifecycle and all sorts of business ops as well.
Very cool. Well, so glad to have you both with us for this conversation. I think our listeners are going to be really interested to learn more about your team because you have changed so much over the last couple of years and done so many interesting and creative things to stay connected. So can you just, you know, rewind a little bit and tell me a bit about what your team looked like before, you know, March 2020 when the pandemic hit?
Actually, when the pandemic hit, we had a group of about six of us in our Portland headquarters working on a branding session. And we looked at the news and we said, okay, everyone needs to fly home. But our team has been remotely distributed since 2013. And then we just had a Portland office that we use mainly as a co-working space, which we've since shut down in the last couple months, but we've had that for quite a few years. And the rest of the team has all been globally distributed since our very first hire in Germany before me, so 8 years ago or so. We had the basic setup already for a remote team. The real difference was that we couldn't meet in person anymore. And that's been Alyssa's job to figure out how we supplement in-person meetups.
When we realized that we shouldn't travel together as a team, it was important to pivot quickly, knowing that you can get a little Zoom fatigue or video call fatigue. And I'm not sure exactly who on the team, where it originated, but we decided to get everybody virtual reality headsets so that you feel a little bit more like you're together and connected, even from all our separate locations. So when we added that to some of our to our virtual retreats and virtual get-togethers, it just felt a little bit closer since you could hear people talking and see sort of their avatar in whatever game we were playing. And that really helped with the connection. Also making sure that during those week-long retreats where normally we're in person, and though you can't replace that person-to-person connection, we still wanted people to kind of step back from work, cross department, you know, get to know people that you don't normally talk with on a daily basis. And so making sure we still set aside that time to kind of play games and connect and have those special moments was important to maintain, even though we couldn't get together in person.
You know, you're the first team I've heard about using VR to feel like you're together. And now that you say it, it seems like such a clear opportunity for that to approximate that that closeness that you get when you're in the same space. So I was wondering, you know, you talked about the shift from in-person to virtual retreats and events. It sounds like, you know, from what you were saying, Sonia, that being able to get together was a big part of your distributed connection strategy. So can you tell me a little bit more about how you've thought about shifting the agenda or the ways that you connect on your retreats now that you are mostly doing it virtually?
Yeah, before the retreat, we would do kind of a mix between working sessions and activity sessions. And we've now had 4 virtual retreats, 3 of which Alyssa led. And we really we're really focusing on play at this point and building psychological safety, building our trust batteries. We also, in between the retreats, we also, Alyssa really pioneers all of these different ways to connect through sip and sees, which are monthly kind of lunch and learn type things. And then we also use Donut, I think, in like 4 different ways to try and get people to connect throughout the months and throughout the quarters.
Let's see. Yeah, sip and sees are monthly. They can be related to if we've released something in the product and we want to share sort of how it works, or it can be as fun as goat to meeting, where they take us around the farm and introduce us to these animals and we get to hear their stories. Again, just spending time together, or learning how to roast the perfect cup of coffee and tasting all the different flavors together. And what I love about that is having something in front of you that you're all smelling or tasting, and it's the same thing, kind of creates that like shared experience. And then recently, of course, with our Omi post, has been a new exciting way to use Donut and receive a box of goodies from someone in your local area or from their local area. And not only get to know them, but get to know like a little bit of their culture and where they're from, if they're from a different country.
This whole strategy sounds so thoughtful and so, it's almost like trite to say employee-centric at this point, but what I'm hearing from you that I think is some of the threads that are things that we really care about, the focus on play and tactility and experimentation and creating a shared experience, which can be hard to do just from being on the same Zoom screen. So those are some really interesting elements that I don't know that we talk about a lot. I think there's like an assumption that if you just put people in the same space that it'll just happen. So I like hearing the specifics about how you're making those deeper connections happen. And I think our community will be really, really thankful for that.
We're always coming up. Alyssa's always coming up with new stuff. She's very good at that.
Oh, today we have yoga. This month we did yoga, an energy recharge session. And we also try and pick at least 2, if not 3 times to host these to make sure everyone on the team can join at a time that works best for them.
I would love to learn a little bit more about the Omi Post program. It is so cool. It is such an amazing story. And just so you know, I think we may even institute something a little bit inspired by that here. So could you tell me how this came to be? Like, what is the origin of this program? For those who might not know, can you tell us also what is an Omi?
Omi is our mascot. They are little carrier pigeons, and Omi is the French word for friend. We got the idea from Cher Omi, who's a famous carrier pigeon, and then we kind of deviated from there and turned Cher Omi into our own little mascot. It's pretty cute.
So every new hire that gets on board, once they share about themselves in their welcome campaign. So to learn the product, they go through the platform, create a welcome campaign series about themselves so we can get to know them. One of our team members, Rita, shared a like test. If we could guess the 2 truths and 1 lie, some combination of those, she would send them a box of Portuguese goodies. And 2 people won. Shipping was a little bit of a nightmare, but we all got it figured out. And the recipients were so excited. They were posting pictures to Slack. Like, I got all these amazing snacks and treats and goodies. This was so cool. We should do this. We should make this a whole thing that everybody can be a part of. And it clicked that Donut could do the pairing for us, of course, and set the expectations, give some ideas. and that we could do it on a recurring basis. And so that's really where it came together, was something just fun, but then we realized that people could learn about each other that way, have that tactile experience. And it's almost like sharing a meal together, right? Like sharing this experience.
Across the board, I'm just hearing so much about how you're amplifying things that the team is passionate about and giving them permission and means to do it. And that is, I mean, that's just really cool and really special, because I think, you know, shifting from HR and people ops and ops as sort of like the rule makers to the cultural enablers is the journey that we're all on. So kudos to y'all for thinking of some really creative and empathetic ways to do that.
I would say that kind of goes for everything. Sip and Seize, what we do at the retreat, we really try to kind of see what has been said in Slack. What are people doing? We know we have a very active team. They like getting outdoors, hiking, being in nature, crafting. I think we always kind of knew, but during the pandemic, it really came to a head. So I think for most stuff, we look for the passions from our team and then see how we can translate that into different activities.
So tell me about your team now. Are you bigger than you were, you know, at the end of 2019? If you have grown, what are the roles that you have added into the organization?
So since March 2020, we have doubled, I think at this point, more than doubled our team size, which has been a big difference for our team. We were pretty slow growing up until about 2019, 2020. And since then, we've been really, really pushing for growth. So one of the things that we've expanded, one of the departments that we've expanded has really been our people ops department. The more people you have, the more people you need to support your team. And one of the tools that has really helped our people ops team be more efficient has been your donut for onboarding tool.
With the donut channel, with our donut connections, as soon as new hires start in the onboarding process, they're connected with 5 random people on the team to encourage that cross-team collaboration and getting to know folks. So that's right off the bat. So every new hire sees donut and is familiar with it. After that initial meet and greet, we have every 2 weeks, you meet with a random person on the team as well, just to connect. It can be work chat, it can be personal chat, you know, what are your favorite sports teams? Oh my gosh, I love your pets. Your plants look great. It doesn't have to be just about work or how you're going to work together. It can be a combination. And that stays going. So I like to share that it not only helps you get to know people, especially as we're growing at a pretty fast rate, but after that, it's a great way to stay connected. So every new hire is paired up with a buddy that they can ask any question. They don't have to be afraid to go to them. There's no such thing as a silly question. So it reminds the buddy to say hello on day one and to keep checking in as well. So it just helps make those connections really seamless and easy for us.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing more about that. I know we only have a few more minutes, so I wanted to close with my personal favorite question. It's a little open-ended. How does donut make you feel?
I love donut. I went and found donut, you don't have to use this. I specifically went out and found donut pool floaties for when our team did a meetup in Vermont, just because I thought it was like really, it just fit really well. So donut makes me feel like there is a seamless way to help create connections.
I mean, donut makes me feel like things are taken care of. No one has to manually remember to do something. It's just gonna be taken care of.
We all need that. We all need to be taken care of. We all need to know that our people are being taken care of. I love that. And thank you for sharing that. You gave me the warm and fuzzies. I am so happy that Donut has been able to help your team stay connected, grow, do all the amazing things that you're doing.
So again, from me and the Donut team, thank you again for sharing your story with us. Thanks for listening to this episode of Donut's podcast. If you have any questions, feedback, ideas, or would like to learn more, you can contact us at support@donut.com. That's support@donut.com.